Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezia takes first base on ball four. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Gritch goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch misplays the ball. That's an error on Gritch. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gritch. Morales scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-1 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-1 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Powell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. May fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on May. Grich scores. Rettenmund goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reichardt. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Crowley goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to third. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. May moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Dave Leonhardt now pitching. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Tom Egan. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Crowley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Steve Keeley now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund strikes out. One out. Dave Leonhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonhardt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Leonhardt reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Leonhardt moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 3 in the game. Oates hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonhardt covering, for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards the mound. Keeley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gritch is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Blair goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-4, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Little pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leon Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. Dave Leonhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonhardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Leonhardt takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-4 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Leon Hart moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Reichardt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.